today about some things. One of them, I got, was thinking about the Ten Commandments. And thinking about this particular one. Don't work on the seventh day. Don't work on the seventh day. We come here. We're not working. We're resting. We're resting in the Lord. Right? We're resting in all that He's done. We don't have to work for our salvation. It was purchased for us. Amen? We didn't have to go out and buy it. We didn't have to make the money to go earn our salvation. It was purchased for us. We took the body. We took the blood. With that, He purchased our salvation. That is so good. So we can rest.
Yeah.
We can enter into His rest. Right? We have recess all the time. Amen? Amen. Wanted to give you a quick report. Last week I told you about the drought and what I suggested to do about the drought. And I'm going to come give you a report. Well, the report is it hasn't rained in Alabama in that time, all last week. We got a little bit of sprinkle, right? But my house didn't get it. But no measurable rainfall is what the meteorologist said. And there's no measurable rainfall predicted. Just predicted to come. But, you know, we weren't just praying for Alabama, were we? We weren't just speaking over Alabama. The drought has actually gotten worse in Alabama and in Georgia. But in New England, they got 100%, 150% of their normal rainfall. Okay? Largely breaking that drought of New England.
Yep.
Okay? So, yeah, it's working. It does work.
Yeah.
Okay? Alabama's gotten worse. But you know, when you're praying for something, you're speaking over something,
yeah.
Right? And things get worse, okay? What I remember is this, what happened to me one time. I had my eyes start hurting. I thought, oh, no good. What's wrong with my eye, you know? And when you get a symptom, you immediately start trying to diagnose your illness or diagnose your problem, right? So you can fix the problem, you know? And so I'm going, I don't know what this is, you know. I don't want to speak anything, you know. I just got a hurting eye, you know. So I began to speak against this. I don't want it. Whatever it is, I don't want it. I spoke against it. And this like went on for like 2 days or something. So it got worse, you know. And finally I went into the bathroom and looked at it and pulled it up. It was a big old sty. I mean, it was big. It was ripe. It had a head and everything. I guess. And so I said, man, this is worse. You know. So I went to bed early that night. I kept speaking against it. You know. And you would think, well, get discouraged because I've been speaking over it and it's gotten worse. Right? It's gotten worse. So what do? You know. But anyway, I go to bed. I said, oh, I'm going to bed early, you know, see if I can get some sleep. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. It was totally gone.
Amen.
Wasn't there at all. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even tell I'd ever had it.
Praise God.
You know, so when things go bad, you just keep speaking.
That's right.
Because it has to come under
your authority.
Dominion, your authority, right?
Amen. Exactly. That's good. That's good.
It has to. So that's what you do with a drought.
Yeah.
That's what you do in your life when you run up into whatever, okay? Whatever you run into, you said you keep speaking.
Yeah.
You keep speaking until you get what you want. Daniel kept praying. Until Gabriel showed up 21 days later.
Yeah.
A long time to have to pray for something, right? Elijah, he said, hey, come here, bud. I'm going to pray for rain. Okay, I pray for rain. Now you go give me a weather report. You see any clouds out there? Right? And so the little guy runs off, comes back, no clouds. I'll pray again. And how many times did he do that?
Seven.
Seven times, right? Mm. Seven times he prayed, go look, what does it look like? Nothing. Nothing changed. Mm. Just like it was. Hot, dry, cloudless. Mm-hmm. Right? So he stayed with it. So what if he just prayed six times? Would have been a disaster, wouldn't it? Probably wouldn't have made it into the Bible. Think of all the people that prayed six times, mm-hmm. didn't make it into the Bible. You know, mm-hmm. wasn't strong enough to push through. So you gotta keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep praying. Right? Don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. We're on the winning side. Mm-hmm. We're on the winning side.
That's right.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to remind you about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Texas is supposed to get some thunderstorms today, Texas. But we have a high pressure system that's blocking them from coming into our state.
Well, we can repeat that now. That's what the meteorologists say, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I tell you what I say. That's not what I say. Okay. The meteorologists tell you there's going to be a tornado coming. It's going to cause a lot of damage. But what I say is not going to cause any damage.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So, amen. We exalt the word of the Lord, if you will, above the words of everyone else. So anyway, I gave you a little deal about with possible titles, entry exam for Bible college, you know, all that kind of, y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool, wasn't it? So the deal about it is that, what do you do with that? What do you do? I mean, that's a lot of stuff, right? I mean, it's really, I mean, it's only 13 questions. I mean, you know, like 13, that's nothing, you know. You got a 30-page exam, 50-page exam, right? Mm-hmm. The ACT takes all day to take, you know, that test, PCT. But it got me to thinking, you know, I'm all about learning how to disciple others. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to encourage all of us, you and me, mm-hmm. to disciple others. Mm-hmm. But what's the first thing that you want to tell someone after you get them saved? You know, you witness to someone, you get them saved, now what are you supposed to do? You know, da, da, da. And that's where a lot of Christians kind of go, oh, duh, duh. Mm-hmm. Lord, please don't let me save anybody because I don't know anything. Please don't let me witness anybody and get them saved because then I'm stuck with them and I don't know what to do, you know. So let's don't get to that point, right? Let's get to the point where we know what to do. Okay, we know what to do. It's kind of like Vince Lombardi, the famous football coach of the Green Bay Packers. Everybody remembers the Green Bay Packers were such a great team. They were dominating. They just dominated the NFL for several years. But when he came and started out as coach, they had been in the losing column. They were in the bottom of the NFL for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so when he came to them, he has a preseason talk, you know, before they get started on practice and everything. He picks up this brown object, short and stubby, but it's pointed on two ends, and he says, "This is a football." Okay. I'm the coach. You're the players. Uh-huh. Get back to basics. Okay.
Yeah.
Just start with the basics.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Let's start with the, this is a football. And so, you know, one of the things I got to think about was, what about the basics? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the first thing you'd want to teach a person after they've gotten saved? Now, you're not going to go over the salvation message again. You've already done that, okay, mm-hmm. hopefully. You know, but what's the first thing you would want to teach someone as you begin to disciple them, okay? What's the first thing you would want to teach them, okay? And I was looking at this list here and I think, oh, well, let's see, we got the Beatitudes, Lord's Prayer. What would you teach them, you know? John 3:16, mm-hmm. recite that by heart. Maybe some of the parables.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians, what would you want to teach them first? What do you want to teach them first? Well, Jesus had a guy come to him, a rich young ruler, and I won't read that whole story. and I think you all know it, rich young ruler comes to Jesus, says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Mm-hmm. He didn't say be saved. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, well, you know the commandments, right? Mm-hmm. And Jesus goes over the commandments, right? Mm-hmm. He goes over, but he doesn't go over all of them. What commandments does he go over? He goes over, honor your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't kill, or don't murder, whatever. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bear false witness, or don't lie, right? Mm-hmm. He goes over those five, right? And he says, and the young man replies, all these I've kept from my youth. Jesus says, well, that's good. You know, he says, one thing you lack, go and sell all that you have and give the money to the poor and come and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
The young ruler was kind of, in a way sorrowful, for he had many riches. Like one thing. That five of the commandments he kept since he was young.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one thing that he lacked?
Giving up his God.
Taking all your money and giving it to the poor. I don't even see that in here. Right? I don't even see that in here. But notice something. And I point this out. You know, here, this is don't covet your neighbor's stuff, right? You know, this could actually be similar to don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came by and said, look, don't steal. We don't even think about stealing. Right?
Yeah.
You know, don't commit adultery, but don't even think about committing adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, don't kill, but no, don't even get angry with your brother. Come on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no worse than that. So we could even do the same thing with don't steal. Don't even envy what they got.
Yeah.
Don't take it, but don't even think about taking it. Don't even want it. Mm. You know? So those are all about our relationship with other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But look at these up here. I didn't have time to write the first one.
Our relationship with God.
With God.
Mm.
Relationship with God.
Mm. Mm.
What's first? I didn't write it down. What's the first commandment?
Honor the Lord your God. Relationship.
No other gods before me.
I'm sorry?
No other gods before me.
No other gods before me.
His possessions was his God.
Yeah.
Let's see what I did here.
That's good.
I have no other gods before me. What if I just take that and move it around a little bit and I just say, you put God first. That means you can't put anybody before him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the possessions that the problem is, that you put it before God.
Mm-hmm. You know, put him first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make idols. Don't take God's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Don't make a promise, all right, and not keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make idols. Don't be stupid. That's what don't be make idols mean. How did you get that, Ray? Ray, how'd you get don't be stupid out of don't make idols? Don't worship the creation.
Right.
Instead of the creator.
That's exactly
right. That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worship things.
Yeah.
And miss worshiping the creator.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stupid. But this is the number one.
For God.
Put God first. What was he telling the young man to do when he said, go sell everything you got and then come follow me?
Put God first.
Yeah. Put God before your riches. Put God before your riches. Put God first.
Really, he was trying to get the young man to make an investment in God.
Yeah.
An investment. The man, the rich young ruler, thought he was trying to get rid of everything. God was trying to give him more.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, and God could have prospered on the other side even greater than he was.
Yeah, he was trying to get him more.
Mm-hmm. Peter says, comes to him after he, the young man had left. Mm-hmm. And Jesus starts saying how hard it is for a rich man to enter heaven, you know? Mm-hmm. And Peter says, well, if that's the case, who can be saved? If a rich man can't enter heaven, who can be saved? You can just hear those sacred cows moving, you know? Because that's what the Jews believed. If you were rich, then God blessed you because you were doing well, right? If you were poor, God didn't bless you. You must have been doing something wrong.
Well, if you were rich, you could.
I'm sorry?
If you were rich, you had time to study the Word.
Yeah, if you were rich, you had time to study all the laws and all the traditions that the Pharisees and everybody had come up with. And so you could keep them. But if you were poor, you didn't have to, you see. So you didn't have time to study law. You didn't have time to do it. You were asked to get out in the field and work, you know, or get on the boat and fish. So how could you be saved? Good grief, if you're not rich. If they're not going to get saved, the rest of us don't have much of a chance, do we? You know? But Jesus said, you know, with God, all things are possible.
All right.
With God, all things are possible. And he said, and Peter said, well, if you're offering him all these riches and glory, if he follows you, you know, if he's, I'll sell everything he has, you'll have riches, treasures in heaven, and come follow me, right? What do we get? We did leave everything, right? What do we get, Jesus? And Jesus says, I say to you, there is no man that has left house that has left house, or parents, or brothers, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive much, much more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Mm-hmm.
In this present time, too, see.
In this present time, you're going to get children and brothers and all that. And in the life to come, everlasting, right? In the world to come, life everlasting. So, wow, you do leave everything. You do put God first.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted to take this last few minutes just to explore that a little bit. Okay? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if any man come to me and hate not his mother, his father, his wife, and children, and brothers, and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on and says, well, basically he says, don't be stupid. But anyway, that's 14, that's 28 through 32. He gives some examples there. He says, don't try to build a tower and not have enough stuff, and don't go out to fight unless you got enough men to win, okay? So just don't be stupid. Because you would be stupid to go do this, you know, start building a tower and only get half finished. You know?
Because you didn't count the cost, you didn't plan it out.
Yeah, you didn't count the cost. You didn't realize what you were doing, yeah. So he said, don't be stupid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back and he says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Mm-hmm. First commandment again.
Yep.
First commandment again, right? Mm-hmm. Leave everything and put God first. Mm-hmm. Leave everything and put God first.
Put God first.
Separate yourself from everything and put God first. Mm-hmm. Count what you've got, not as yours, but as God's. Mm-hmm. And you're just God's steward in charge of it.
Yeah.
You see.
You know, Ray, he tells that back to us in the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added.
There you go. There you go. Just read my verse for me. That's great. No, that's good. That's good. Because that was, you know, one of the next things. It's like, and one of the next things. Seek ye first. Ye first. First. The kingdom of God. First. Do that. First. Do that. Now, I want to leave you. Yeah, I got enough time. I'll leave you this last verse because this kind of hit me. Because he says, you're supposed to forsake all that you got to become a disciple. Mm-hmm. Notice that word all. It keeps showing up. Pesky little word. Pesky little word. Keeps showing up. Jesus talks and he's always saying all. Mm. Here he comes. He says, look here. Here's the first and greatest commandment.
Yeah.
Here's the first and greatest commandment. Let me read it to you. This is Jesus saying what this first and greatest commandment is. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yeah.
This is his rendering of the first commandment. Mm-hmm. He says, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind,
Amen.
And with all your strength.
Yeah.
This is the first commandment.
Right.
Exactly. What he says in Mark 12:30.
Yeah. If you do that, you won't have to worry about anything else.
That is so true. Mm-hmm.
That all, like I say, is one of those pesky words that upsets our lives and our doctrines. Mm-hmm. That all is what God means by first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is our all in all. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go on quoting verses all day about all. Mm-hmm. He is our everything.
Everything. Right?
He is our everything. He means everything to me. I mean, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I'm sure a bunch of things are jumping to your mind. And we don't really have the time. Those time is now up. So, but I wanted to just you know, you want to teach a disciple, all right? Mm-hmm. You want to start with the basics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Start with the basics. This is a football.
Yeah.
The very basic thing in a game of football is the football. The very basic thing in the life that follows Christ, follows God.
Put God first.
You got to be first.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you that Lord. You are leading us and have led us into putting you first in our lives.
Thank you.
And that by doing that, we would receive such peace, such comfort,
thank you, Jesus.
Such joy,
yeah.
such confidence in the future.
Jesus. Yes.
We thank you so much for that. Father, we just thank you so much for all the work that went in to prepare breakfast for us. We thank you for that. We pray blessings upon the hands that worked so hard. Mm-hmm. And we ask you to bless our fellowship and our time together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.